So taking three conscious breaths just to arrive back in your body this morning. And feeling your feet on the floor. Connecting to what feels like solid earth. And whilst you notice the temperature and the texture of the ground underneath you, and you feel the connection with the feet, and you have the sense that you can be supported by this ground that you're connected to, also pause to allow yourself to know that what we think of as solid is actually molecules vibrating at a certain frequency. And in that sense, it's not still, it's not immovable. Just as we perceive ourselves sitting in our seat, in our room, in our house, in our garden, if we have one, in our place on the earth, and we perceive that as being steady, when in fact we are spinning at incredibly high speeds as the earth spins, and we spin on our axis and we spin around the sun. And I'd like to remind us today about perceptions of life. So we have this perception of what is solid. We have a perception of what is still and what is steady. We have a perception of where we begin and end. We have a perception of our skin being like a solid barrier between us and the world. And yet, in some ways, all of those statements are inaccurate. So as you take another three conscious breaths, see if you can allow yourself to live with these dichotomies of understanding, of knowing that life is not as solid or as still or as steady or as impermeable as we so often perceive it. So I invite you to reconnect with your feet on the floor, and to feel the texture of the floor again, to notice its temperature, how your feet feel against it. And then just allow your mind to be aware that neither your feet nor the floor are as solid as you may have just perceived. And just as light is a particular colour, or we see light as a particular colour because of the speed of which it is vibrating, so we experience things as hot, cold, solid, fluid. Because everything in this life is in movement. So allow that awareness to extend to your sitting bones on the chair and the feeling of your back against a seat if you're leaning against a seat. A feeling of your thighs on the chair. And again, pause to take three conscious breaths. And see if you can absorb that concept that you are actually deeply alive and in movement. And bring your awareness to your spine and the coccyx. And allow your awareness to travel slowly up the spine. And take your awareness from the top of the spine into the center of the head. And take three conscious breaths in the center of your head. And try and allow your imagination to just begin to connect to the millions of nerve impulses, exchanges of hormones, electrical impulses of thought. The sense of powerful aliveness. And even when you spend 8 hours a day sitting in a chair, thinking and working, you are deeply alive. And as we really woke ourselves up this morning with those exercises, we can really wake up our senses and our brains just to be aware of all the activity that is going on in each one of us. And as you take your next three conscious breaths, I'd like you to breathe into the back of the lungs and think about oxygen traveling to the blood, enlivening your blood. This morning I would like to just pause in our day and in our week to invite you just to spend a couple of minutes in the gift of uncertainty and just as I said earlier that when we do something often we can just go into autopilot and carry on without really connecting to what we're doing. So that is so true of our lives. If we think we know what the day holds, what our week holds, what our lives hold, it's easy to go into autopilot and not really live. And the gift of the uncertainty of this continuing pandemic, the trauma of not knowing is also a gift. It reminds us to wake up. To look at what we deeply trust and what is not trustworthy. To look at what really matters in our lives. To allow ourselves an opportunity to shelve that which does not feed us, support us, sustain us, nourish us. It reminds us to be grateful for the now. And to prioritize who would have thought this time last year that we would be contemplating the things that we have had to contemplate this year. I just allow you to spend a minute thinking and recognizing the things that become important and you recognize as being life-sustaining because of the uncertainty that you are currently facing. So as you come back to connecting to your body, connect to your hands, your feet, your legs and your sitting bones on the chair. Maybe if you feel to, you can make an intention to commit to being aware today and this week of this life, this inner life of movement, that we can commit to staying alive in ourselves and in our day.